welcome to Adventure EXE. My name is Fox. I play Beetle, the level 7 Potukokra Rogue.
And I'm Stacy. I play Narek Horstate, the level 7 Fallen Asmar Ranger.
My name is Marcus Ristich. I play Horace Albright, the level 7 Tiefling Warlock.
And I'm Matt, the Dungeon Master.
Are we actually level 7?
We are.
About to be.
All right.
I mean, we need to rest.
It's like going out first to the bar right before you turn legal age.
Is that what you did?
No. You're not supposed to wait until you celebrate after.
Not the night before.
Yeah, we're not trying to get in trouble like on this podcast.
Well, I mean, if something happens to us, we're long
rest. At 12 o'clock, I'm legal.
I'll take a beer, please.
So, the bartender's cool with it.
Yeah, don't worry. He already knows. And he says it's fine. Matt leveled us up finally.
But we need to rest.
Finally. I've leveled you up several times already. Once you rest.
Six times.
Finally.
Well, he hasn't, though.
It's been a while.
You guys taking rest is not a common occurrence.
Well, actually,
mostly sleep
on
trains. Are
you saying that we would be like level 10 if we rested more?
No.
Oh,
if we just slept.
But you would have more strength if we rested more.
Actually, I have gotten over my wish sickness.
Wow.
Remember, we took 3 days in this town? So we've actually been in this town for about 4 days now.
Yeah.
So the divorce proceedings are going to happen in only a couple days.
Well, it sounds like we need to sleep.
Yeah, I think so, too. Where have we been staying?
So,
do we know?
Where have we been staying, Matt?
Have you stayed here for 3 days?
Remember, because I had to sleep for a couple
days. Yeah, Beetle needed to sleep, and Nara and Horace were doing a little dance show.
Remember you guys coming over on the airship, and you were sleeping on there, right?
Yeah, but that was...
Did you black out?
Well, I thought
we discussed staying somewhere.
I ran into a technical difficulty, and some of my notes have been, unfortunately, deleted.
That's so sad.
It was an inside job.
I didn't do it. Don't get me.
You're the only person with access to the files.
Handwritten level 8.
Yeah. Beetle has inspiration forever. All right, sorry, Matt.
My loose memory recalls that Horace and Nara conducted a dance demonstration, which was the emergence of Nara's first exploration
into
dance.
At the Yellow Tower.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which
physical.
I was told was something
the
in
oracles.
My future. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we discussed like bringing you back to a place to sleep and rest, then return to do our demonstration of our skills.
I'm confident you were on the streets. Oh, like a fucking dog.
I mean, just like most likely for sure. But I feel like there was a discussion of a
I'm like one of those
bed.
Guys who has a hammock and just goes to a city park and just like was always in the hammock.
Yeah. I pointed out the irony of how we tried to get you to rest before. And you were very argumentative as we went off to do something. And this time you didn't seem to care.
Because I wanted to die. Went death to take me. I was so tired.
But then
tired.
Our dancing reignited your spirit for life.
I feel great.
Beetle's been a sleepy boy.
Yeah. Weak boy. So let's talk about leveling because we've some things have come to light.
Well, hold on. Let's start where we've started, which is you guys have just...
Oh, that's important. Yeah.
Burgled some feathers from a big old rock.
Yeah. Bird-gold.
Burgled. That was very good.
Beetle burgled.
Ooh.
It's not, no.
Beetle baby burgled.
Beetle
baby burgled.
Bindle will be jealous.
Bindle will be jealous of your Beetle baby burgling.
Finally, something to hold over his head.
So I believe that we ended the last episode with you all speeding away on your little sort of air tugboat, having used some clever magic to escape the angry rock right behind you.
Who is dancing?
It seems pretty happy, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Because Horace, with one hit point, cast Curse on it, and it succeeded. Thank God.
Caught Horace.
And you caught me.
Yep.
While driving. Yeah. I don't know what I was doing in that situation.
I'm like a stunt driver. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I could be a stunt driver.
I guess that's true.
Like, actually.
Like, you're looking like you want to do this in real life.
No, not in real life. I only have a learner's license.
And Fox did just tell me they're thinking about taking driving lessons, so maybe stunt driving's not the place to start.
No.
So the exceptionally deadly creature that you haphazardly approached has not managed to kill any of you. Congrats.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
And if it takes its anger out on the town, that's not on us.
No. It was going to at some point anyway.
Anger management.
You've earned
yourselves a couple feathers, which are very valuable.
500 each, and we're going to keep on.
And that's just from that one guy. Like, we could shop around.
Yeah.
We could shop around.
Actually, you know what? How much you bet they're so much cheaper on the airplane because it's easier to get? If we take them to, the water plane, nobody ever sees them.
I forgot that plane meant different things in this scenario, but yeah.
Also airplane.
Yeah,
when
really
you said
threw
airplane.
Me off. Yeah, I think we all sat in
a
moment being
like,
why is it cheaper
air.
On a plane? Yeah.
I mean, like, there are places probably where there's no rocks.
But then we have
saying.
To haul it around. It's pretty heavy.
It's in your little baby thing.
It's actually quite light. Surprisingly so. Bird feathers are not
Why
heavy.
Why could we only carry one?
Because it has a lot of wind resistance.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty scary.
Well, now I feel stupid.
Thanks, don't. Matt. Don't. No problem. Mark, can we talk about your leveling situation?
Well,
no, Matt, have we arrived back to the city?
Yeah, so you are just pulling in with your tugboat back to the
town. I just want to address the elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room is that since level 2, it's my first time playing Warlock. I didn't realize that Warlocks are actually supposed to be choosing spells every time they level up.
I mean, that's every magic user.
It's every magic user, some would say. And it also would seem that my spells would be refreshing on short rests, were we ever to take a short rest. No, I've been running this entire campaign with 3 class spells. And now I've attained another 12.
Yeah. Well, good thing you guys never get yourselves into fighting.
You're strong now, though. You know what? I got to say, we all make mistakes, but also you have achieved a lot with a very little amount.
I mean, big things come in small packages.
But is it mostly because you tuck yourself into a bottle when things get hairy?
I every fight. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you did technically die when we fought the Mind Flayer thing.
Well, you now know why.
You almost died when we fought the Rock. You only had 1 hit point.
I was using cantrips.
Yes. Yeah. But here you are. I look forward to our next battle.
Yeah, I do too, actually.
Yeah, it should be great.
I'm into it.
Can I tell the audience about my new spells, Matt?
Should we make it back to our inn that we assume we've rented?
Yeah, sure.
All right. And we tuck the feather in our back pocket?
In the metaphorical sense.
Yes. Yeah. And then we crash and snooze.
Can we rent a place at like an inn or something, Matt?
Yes, absolutely.
Or like an old folks home, maybe a shelter?
Sure. He's already given us a yes, so...
Just give me some more info.
Okay, we long rest. We long rest.
We long rest.
We are officially level 7.
We are level 7.
I feel so powerful.
I imagine that Horace realized that the book that he's been putting all these spells in actually had like an index at the front.
Oh.
And there were a lot more details in the book.
I like to imagine the pages were just stuck together.
They were just stuck together with fluid.
God.
And you're like, oh,
he spends the evening peeling them carefully apart. And like, there's good stuff in here.
There's just one thick page in this book.
Yeah. So I can now cast Unseen Servant, Illusory Script, Hypnotic Pattern.
That's good.
Meld into Stone, which allows me to like walk into a solid stone wall.
That's just like you.
Instead of going in your bottle,
a way better way to run away.
Yeah, you have now 2 options.
Yeah, and I can also use banishment polymorph.
Banishment is dope. Polymorph. That's like
also dope.
These are really powerful spells.
Those are powerful spells.
If you're doing like the big boss, you could not die.
Like I don't know, the Rock or
the mind flare. Yeah,
no big deal. Well, glad that you're going to be on board for this.
You guys will have to remind me. I also have counterspell now.
Okay. That's going to be very helpful.
It is
hell
helpful.
Yeah. Cool. So we're in an inn kind of Airbnb. What's the deal?
Why are you forcing? We've already messed this up.
I'm level 7.
Yeah,
we're here. I'm outside. I'm ready.
I just want to know what my situation is physically.
What day is it? How close are we to the divorce hearing?
My guess, Matt, is about 2 days away.
Also,
I think it might be today.
Are we assuming that Feelys is coming to the divorce
I think he has to show, technically.
How will that impact you?
Seeing him?
Physically.
I mean, I don't like seeing him. But
I wonder what the party
is part of the deal.
How'd the party go? Like, did he burn down the town?
Well, we haven't gone back, but here's the nice thing. It wasn't our house.
Yeah. It was a rental.
It was like the archivist. Wasn't it
a rental? I think we were just borrowing
it. We just got the keys.
Yeah.
The archivist, yeah.
Your old friend.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. That's too bad. He's
to answer
pissed.
Your question.
Yeah.
So the inn you are in is kind of a shitty one.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
The cheapest one that you could find / the only one with vacancy.
Mm-hmm.
It smells musty inside.
It smells like cat poo?
Not cat poo.
Is
more
it
like,
more musty than Beetle's regular vibe?
It smells musty.
It's more like incense that's way expired and smells almost like coal or like charcoal-y.
Okay.
Not a good smell.
Yeah.
And
you just smell like moths.
Your like beds are basically just like bales of hay that have been like threshed up a little bit, so they're a little softer.
Yeah,
I don't hate it.
Slept in worse.
Yeah, me too.
And yeah. the divorce proceedings, which have been accelerated by you guys, are coming up very shortly. They're only about a day away or so.
Okay, cool.
If you can check in at the high court and you'll see that.
Just one more sleep.
Basically, yes, one more sleep and then it will, they moved it up even further.
Nice.
What?
Yeah, Judge Dredd has decided, you know what? Let's just one more day. Do this thing.
Okay.
I would like us to see if we can shop around for a buyer for our one of the feathers. You need to do your ritual to get your flight.
Yeah.
That's why we got the feathers. That was the point of those.
Yeah, you're right. I can probably do them here, can't I? All I have to do is go to the roof and pray to my Potu god.
Well, there was more to the ritual than that, if you remember.
There was like a timing element.
Oh, so, full moon.
You must perform the ritual during the full moon.
And what is the current moon cycle?
The elemental plane of air does not have a moon.
We noticed that there's not really, the day doesn't seem to end.
Yeah. But. I think we sell one of our feathers here and then hold the other one to sell in a different plane once you've done your...
I think it's going to be worth more on a different plane.
But it's a pain in the ass to carry around. It's a giant-ass feather.
Let's stick it in your bottle.
As a purveyor of arcane goods, shopping a feather back on the material plane, not easy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. It's probably going to take weeks, maybe months.
I mean, can you imagine? We're only going to get like how much between the three of us?
Well, you said 500. I think we push for six. We get 200 gold pieces each.
Yeah,
that sounds good to me.
This is at Reggie at Curiosities and Collectibles.
Yes.
And we also owe him a visit because we did tell him to put the word out about the wand we've been using.
If he's got some interest.
We do owe him a check-in.
Yeah, let's go check out Reg.
I got to say that the wand really helped us when we were flying that boat around. And
I just wanted, like, if they're going to offer us a weird amount of money.
How do you spell rock? Is it C or K? C, right?
R-O-C.
Okay. I'm writing down the, finally making
like
notes.
A bad amount of money.
Yeah. Like a concerning, something dangerous
that makes my
amount
eyebrow
of
go, ooh.
What are they going to use this for? Question mark. But worth it.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to go back and see him.
A technical question, Matt. If the end of the wand specifically were to go inside a person and then you were to gust, what tentatively would be the
result?
Collapse
your lungs, depending on the hole.
Without the proper
protection
abilities to really control it and protect, you'd probably just blow the person apart from the inside.
So here's the thing.
How often are you going to get that close to somebody?
Well, during negotiation.
If you suck, you can collapse your lungs.
Oh, it does suck. No, it blows. Creates a fog cloud. We could do a fog cloud.
And fill them with fog.
I'm just saying, if he gives us a hard time,
oh my goodness,
bend that boy over.
Or there's other holes that are more accessible.
The mouth is the biggest one.
And yeah, the problematic. Mouth.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
That has a layer of like
sexual
assault. Yeah.
Call it sodomy. I call it negotiation.
And if I remember correctly, Reggie was wearing quite the belt. So there'd be a little bit of
his
like
buckle
extra
steps. Was like
intense. That buckle
like
was ready to pop.
Like a triple buckle. all right. Well, let's... Sure.
It was purely a technical question.
Yeah.
And I mean, the efficiency of blowing him up through the head seems like much like more guaranteed.
You know what? I don't know. Because it'll come out the nose.
Who's and the holding ears? The wand right now?
Beetle, I think you were the last to use it.
Oh, yeah. No, I think
you.
I have it.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's what you were doing on the show. Yeah.
I had both hands on the... I had like 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, had my hands on the
And then
drivers.
You turned around and caught Horace. So hey, do you are... the
Briefly. Yeah.
But good demonstration of your driving skills.
Yeah, I mean, I can't do spells, but
Play this up, this part of the podcast when you go to do your test.
Yeah,
when I go.
When I get...
They know.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Yeah. Here's my question to you guys. Did we ever return the boat or did we just come back and like crash?
Yeah, we dropped it off.
You dropped it off. The captain was shocked that you guys survived.
Could they see the rock dancing from shore?
Yeah, probably. He's big.
It was mostly just like flapping in a rhythmic fashion, right?
That's what people describe my dancing.
Yeah. But the captain, you know, he was shocked that you guys survived. You all just sort of sped off to bed and didn't spend a lot of time talking to him.
Did we speed off like confidently? We weren't surprised.
Like our pants were soiled.
I guess I was carrying Horace probably because I can't imagine you were.
I mean, you guys described yourselves basically going immediately to bed. So we just...
It's relatable.
Ignored everybody and everything and just did that.
I was tired.
Yeah.
I think you left like first thing in the morning as well.
Went to bed at like 7 p.m.
I don't know how to explain this to you, Matt. We went through a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you had a growth spurt, like a mental growth spurt of all these spells.
It was a big day for me.
Yeah. The entire boy.
Yeah.
Everyone some listening to these episodes in sequence is like, why does it feel like they've forgotten everything they just
every
did?
Every time.
Yeah. Well, no, we have a number of episodes I was like, we know exactly what happened. And then we've completely blacked out for like months.
I feel like maybe there's like a carbon monoxide leak.
Oh,
this would be a big space to affect us.
Not me in the game.
Oh, well, yeah, we are in the airplane. Okay, so let's go see Reg.
Let's see Reggie.
All right.
Can you imagine? I just had a vision of these people playing this game that never ended because there's a carbon monoxide and they thought they were playing on a podcast, but they weren't.
So what's happening right now?
I was just sitting around a table going,
are you eating carbon dioxide in this moment?
Is this a reveal?
Forget to hit the record button and we're just talking?
It's like Buffy when, like, you know that episode where she's actually in an insane asylum?
Yeah.
And then they're like,
I think every show has done that at some point. The gas leak in Community.
Yes.
Yeah. Gas leak here. There's a lot of those situations.
I mean, you never know. Maybe this happened to us right now in real life.
I feel like you're telling us something and maybe we should all just take a walk. She wouldn't let us open the door. To cool it down in here, so this is really telling.
You closed it immediately.
I don't remember that.
The gas will get out.
Yes, I'm keeping it nice and toasty for you guys.
And you did make a big statement about the fact that the oven was on.
Yeah, and you're like, gas oven. You're like, don't worry about it. Bring the barbecue inside. Don't worry about it, guys.
I'm bringing all the space heaters in here. I just made banana bread, FYI.
Oh God, we're really off the rails.
This is
But I think Matt should like me and give me inspiration.
For
banana bread?
Yeah.
In real life?
Yeah,
you can be inspired in real life.
Yeah, I love the banana bread, but...
Okay.
So we're going to see Reggie.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, Reg.
Hello there, folks. Welcome back. I didn't know if I'd see you again.
No, good to see you.
Come to purchase that rock feather we were talking about last
time. Are we not carrying giant feathers right now?
Oh.
Do you see this giant feather? Why would we need a feather?
Yeah.
Oh my, you've got two rock feathers there. Wow.
Well, one of them
one
we are
you
keeping.
Can see.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But there's more where that came from.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, so are you looking to sell that rock feather?
Yeah. We have some buyers that are interested.
Oh, that's excellent. Good for you. It's very hard to source buyers for these rock feathers sometimes.
Well, that's what Horace was saying.
That's what I said.
But we were really thinking that... you might be interested because talked to you about it before.
As I said, I would be happy to purchase one from you for 500 gold pieces.
Now, here's the thing. This is not just any rock feather. This is pristine condition rock feather.
Less than 24 hours ago.
Less than 24 hours. It is fresh. Wow. Fresh.
Smell it.
I do a gentle stroke up the side of it.
I'm going to roll a...
Smelling won't be necessary.
Well, it's up to you, but...
I mean, it smells great.
Can I roll a persuasion?
Sure.
I'm trying to persuade him to give it to us for 600.
To give you an extra money.
Give us extra $100.
Yes. You're bartering.
Persuasion. It botched.
You're lucky, remember?
Okay, fine. I'm lucky. What a good use of it. For $100! It's not worth it for $100.
Then ask for more.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it. I'm going to do lucky on the... it's the same thing. Oh, fucking 21.
I suppose it isn't every one of day that one of these walks in the door. Very well. I will give you 550 gold pieces.
No, 600. I got 21.
An extra 10% is a very generous offer. May accept it, but...
There's three of us. How are we supposed to split that?
Well, that's not my concern.
Have you found a buyer for the wind wand?
Well, yes. I suppose a buyer is one way to put it. Mm-hmm. I sent out feelers, and Feelies. I got back a feely.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now feely definitely knows that somebody else has it.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
A local business magnate.
Magnet.
Named Mr. Feelies. owns that wand, it would seem.
No, this is... How would you know that? This is mine. This is ours, actually.
Mrs. Feelies gave it to us.
Right.
Don't say that.
Well, it's true.
Well, either way, Mr. Feelies was here, and he said he would be in touch soon with you.
With who?
With the seller.
You were supposed to have kept it anonymous.
We specifically told you to keep it anonymous.
Well, I gave him a detailed description of who you
little
all are.
Boy.
That is the opposite of anonymity, oh Reg.
He seemed to recognize very clearly who you were.
Of course he did.
A child. Reg.
This is how you do business?
Yeah, wow.
Oh, for... Mr. Feely's is one of my best customers.
And we could have been as well. We could have been better.
We could have been better.
Mm. I'm not, I don't want to sell them.
Look at us. We just brought a rock feather.
I don't think we should sell them the feather anymore.
Who are we going to sell it to?
We'll go back. We'll take it back.
You don't want to sell me this feather?
I don't know. It just feels a bit sour now.
Mm, very well.
I mean, we could sell you the feather.
If you aren't going to do business in my shop, then I would humbly ask that you leave.
Okay, guys, I said give us a second.
What if we just polymorph him?
Polymorph?
I have spells now, okay?
That's illegal, dude.
What if we put the wand in his mouth and tell him not to speak? Or else I'll blow it out his brains.
I'm glad you learned a lesson here.
So, like, if there's three of us and it's $5.50, we get $183.33.
I hate the math.
I want the $2 hundy.
$2 hundy each.
Or $2.50. Can I give,
can I pursue him once more, Matt? And if I get a 20, you just let us have an extra $50.
He already wants us to leave. I don't think that Reg is going to make that deal.
Reg is horny for
you
the feather.
You told me that you don't want to sell to me anymore, and I think that's fine, so you can go.
Reg, who are your competitors in town?
Oh, for selling rock feathers, there are none. It is an incredibly rare ingredient, and it's extremely hard to find buyers and sellers for them.
Maybe we can auction it off or do it.
Yeah, let's keep it.
Good luck finding someone to buy it.
All right, get out of here, Reg. Or we'll get out of here.
I feel like you don't truly mean it.
No, well, get fucked, in other words.
Reg, you're going to regret this.
I'm going to leave you a mean Yelp
review. Let me tell you what we stopped Horace from doing to
with
you.
The people that I know.
Guys, come on. Let's, we go out. I do want to leave him like a cruel Yelp review, though.
Okay.
It's 1 star. I say I would leave 0 if I could.
Well, hold on. Give me a perception check.
Okay. 15.
All right. So you spot a Yelp flying around. It's like the size of like a small bird, like a canary.
I'm going to yell into its mouth.
So yeah, you got to snatch it out of the air. So okay. Give me a dexterity check.
All right.
Or yeah.
Can I do acrobatics?
Sleight of hand.
Oh, sleight of hand.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I botched it.
Okay. So you missed the Yelp, unfortunately.
So no bad Yelp review. But you yelp into the air.
As you reach for it, it's just like, this is great. And it flies past.
That's so annoying.
God damn it.
Is there like a bookshelf in here? Like any like totes?
Left the store.
We're not welcome.
I have always a set of watercolor paints in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I do a quick
graffiti.
I do graffiti 1 star on the window.
Oh, all right. So you take the paint and you notice that the door of this place, like that, the handle has actually disappeared. And there is a sign on the door that says, if you can read this, you're not welcome.
Oh, very cool magic.
That is
though.
Actually so cool. And I kick some dust towards the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you take your paint and you put your brush against the window, there is a spray back of the paint onto you.
Wow.
That's cool.
You look like an artist
now.
Yeah,
thank you. I'm actually not mad about that.
What color was it?
It was like a nice gold yellow.
Okay, that's nice. Ooh. It's not like red, like you were splattered with blood.
No.
Nice.
Yeah, you know what? Best case scenario for me, other than the money, but
so,
that's fine.
I would say worst case scenario for me, that Mr. Feely's now knows that I have
and
his window.
Yeah, what the hell, Reg? Like, what kind of business is that?
Bad business.
Yeah, Jesus, dude. Like, who's going to want to sell
someone specifically says
you?
Make it anonymous.
You know what we're doing for the next little bit?
What?
We find
we're
him.
Telling everybody.
No.
To not sell
guys,
there.
Guys.
I think everyone
no
you run
anonymity.
Into, you know what? You're going to flirt with Margaret, and
no.
You're going to tell
oh,
Margaret
yeah, everyone,
that Reggie
Margaret.
Did you dirty.
Okay, guys, let's take a step back, because Mr. Feely's in town. His
sure.
divorce proceedings here tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if we're going to show up, we got to look a little bit better than we do right now.
Why?
Better than this?
Because we have to go to court and like show them
no,
a big
we're not
shot.
I have like studded leather armor now.
Sure has nothing to do with us.
Don't you want to go and find out what happens?
Yeah,
in
but we
court?
Can go watch. We're not on the stand.
I just...
Wait, did you think you were really the lawyer?
I don't know.
Were you ready to, you,
I just
were
thought
you like,
maybe
I've got to look
suit.
Presentable?
I thought maybe I needed a suit.
Did we go in with suits before?
No.
I think we're okay.
Think
you
we're
have
okay.
a girlfriend there.
You do have a disguise
kit. Your girlfriend's
kit.
The gatekeeper.
No. She's not my girlfriend. She's a
she
contact.
Wants to be your girlfriend.
She's interested in something.
Yeah. She wants that
she wants
dust.
To know what this is.
Yeah.
So what do you guys want to do for the rest of the day?
I want to go tell everybody.
No.
To
yeah.
not.
Guys, please. I beg
we're
you.
We're well respected in this town.
Let's step away. Let's just walk away. Where
from
this
what?
Is the opposite of everything you stand for.
Yes.
No, it's not.
This is not justice.
I just want to get out of this plane of existence and back to where we started.
Matt.
So I can
why?
Do my ritual.
You can do
wait.
Moon.
So we have one more night here. Let's go to the Piss Tower. I've heard lots of things about it.
We went to the Piss Tower.
Maybe it's changed.
Yeah, we've been performing in front of the Piss Tower
Matthew,
for days.
I'm going to grab a bystander.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, how's the Piss Tower doing?
And I'm going to say, don't shop here. We're going to be annoying. We should change our choreography and do dances of protest outside like of this that. Guy's store.
So the first person you grab is a young boy, maybe about 14. And he's like, please
Jesus,
don't hurt me.
Calm down. Let him go.
Let him go.
I let him go. Jesus, this place is awful.
Piss Tower.
What?
Yellow Tower.
The Yellow Tower.
Sorry, Yellow Tower, yeah.
I don't know. No one's been able to get into it yet. They're still trying, though.
Okay, take our feathers back.
One more question for the kid.
Yeah.
Who's trying? Who's the main contender for trying to get into the Piss Tower?
Everybody. Oh. All the people.
So there's not like a scholar that's particularly better at it.
No.
So a bunch of,
and he runs away.
Okay.
Can you magic these feathers back into your bottle? Do you anticipate needing to go back in there today?
I can't see a good reason why I'd need to go back in there.
I just think carrying them around is probably not a good idea, and then leaving them in our shitty inn is probably not good either.
They're worth too much to just like flaunt like this.
Should I put the wand in there as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go into my bottle.
Don't put your wand away.
Matt's smiling
so big.
I'm so scared. It's so evil.
I think I know what's about to happen.
What?
Feelies is gonna be in your bottle. Feelies is gonna be in your bottle.
I grab both feathers and I go into the bottle.
Okay. You go in your bottle. You store the feathers in there. Yeah.
PlayStation's untouched.
Untouched.
All the posters. Did you open it and check your saves?
I did.
And the saves are fine?
Yep. No one's been there.
Nothing's corrupted. Good.
It's exactly the way you left it.
All right. I pop back out.
Do you put the wand in there too, or do you just like?
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck.
It's metagaming because he was smiling so big.
Yeah.
I got to follow through with what I was doing. Organizing my shit.
I'm so concerned.
I know. I think we just lost the feathers.
No.
I think that we may have lost
the
feathers.
Did you store them together?
Well, the feathers with the wand are all in the
But there's also a lot of wicker furniture.
No, I know that's true.
And like...
Yeah. All right. Well, nothing has happened yet. Anyways, I grab the nearest person that's walking past and I say...
Stop grabbing people, you guys.
I say, fake Reggie's a fraud.
Reggie is a fraud.
Reggie
never shopped here.
Yeah, fake Reggie we call him because he only sells fake stuff.
Excuse me?
He lies to your face. He tells you that you're his friend and then you're not really his friend.
Yeah, you want a rock feather from him? Don't buy them.
Don't buy it.
They're
buy
just
from
giant
us.
Eagle feathers.
I'm
we have
sorry.
Real ones.
What are you talking about?
Is there a newspaper in town? Take an ad. Full page ad. There you go.
Yeah, where's the news?
You want revenge?
Where's the newsman?
Imagine it's somewhere in the upper part of the town near the high court.
I'm shouting this to the person I grabbed.
Mm-hmm. He's like, high court, upper town.
Okay, all right.
Let's go there.
You've been very helpful.
Yeah,
thank you. Spread the word. Fake Reggie's a fraud.
Yeah.
What's the store called again? Bits and Bobs?
Curious and
Collectibles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Should we go up to the high court?
I think it's time to go.
Yeah, let's go.
It's embarrassing.
Let's go visit Marge.
What's embarrassing about this?
I just feel like we need more of a focus.
I'm very focused right now.
What else is the focus?
You just want to go look at the P Tower.
Your focus was figure out what the hell's going on with this tower.
I'm a little worried that our world we came from is going to get exploded.
And how do you expect
to change right
now? How are we supposed to go back? Tell me.
I don't know, actually. That's a good question.
We need to get this divorce sorted.
Getting the divorce sorted is a quick way back.
One of the
That's
feelies.
A good point. That's a very good point.
That's the only point.
How the fuck are we getting back? Okay, let's go to high court.
Yeah.
All right.
High court on the way.
Ice cream.
Ice cream for Beetle. And then do we see the newspaper?
Well, hold on. You're going to get ice cream, so we got to handle that.
Okay. I'm going to go into the bathroom at whatever ice cream place we choose. So just be ready for that.
What if it's a cart? We get pissed behind.
I have to go.
So poop? You see a fairly small looking stand that seems to be selling
no
all
toilet.
Kinds of like ice cream and frosted goods with a hilariously large frost giant managing
what?
The stand.
Oh, that's really cute. Nice.
He's got to like bend down to just like put his head through the window so you guys can
bless
see.
Him.
Oh my God.
Bless him.
That's so endearing.
Yeah, I'm going to order something.
I wasn't going to get ice cream, but that makes me
it's actually really nice.
Whatever your favorite is, I'll have.
My favorite?
Jesus. Less endearing. Yeah.
Yes. What do you like?
Excellent. I love to drink the frozen blood of my enemies.
Okay.
You'll have
that?
Do
you sell that?
I do not.
Okay.
But I've recreated the flavor.
No.
No, you said you wanted his favorite.
I call it Frostachio.
Okay. I don't want that. I don't know. I feel...
You asked for it. That's
I don't
rude
like
to
this place.
Decide you don't like his favorite.
Is this a cultural thing?
Yeah. It'd be very disrespectful.
I mean, you asked.
You got him so excited.
But to be honest, it's like going into a restaurant and a waiter coming and being like, oh, I've heard that the, I don't know.
Yeah, but usually waiters aren't like...
Appetizer's good. And then you're like, oh, not a fan. I'll have the, I don't know, tacos.
Yeah, okay, the waiters never like, I handmade the tortillas for that myself.
That's true.
And then you'd feel much more obligated.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, I'm going to order one of those.
All right.
Do you guys want one?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to get, a mango.
Two frostachios and one mango.
Thank you.
How much?
I'm going to have a frostachio. Can you do a two scoop?
Yes.
Do like a tutti frutti?
No.
Something that's tiger like... Tiger stripes. Yeah, like tiger you. Stripe maybe.
I have tiger stripe ice cream, yes.
Is it the flavor of actual tiger stripes?
It is not. It is flavored like licorice and orange.
Oh, like the cream skull orange, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. One of those and one energy. Of
the
frostachio.
The enemy blood ones, yeah.
Very good.
And if you want to get a sugar cone, you can.
Are you buying?
I'm buying.
You're buying?
I'm getting a sugar cone, yeah.
I'm going to have it in a bowl, but do you have a bathroom I could use?
I do.
Okay.
Isn't this just like a stand?
Yes, but there is a public washroom 14 feet that way.
Okay, I'll be in there and then I'll come back and grab my stuff.
How much is it, Matt?
It's 7 silver pieces.
Okay, I'm going to tip them 3.
Nice.
Nice. That's a big tip.
You're welcome.
It's like 50% tip.
Oh, no.
Gorefist really nice. Appreciates your tip.
I thought your name was Frosty the Snowman, and I wrote it in my book. Gorefist.
How is the mango flavor?
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, really realistic?
Yeah. It tastes like it's
true
clearly
mango?
Made
nice.
From mango.
How's the blood flavor?
Yeah.
The blood flavor one you find to be almost disturbingly decent.
Like... You're not grossed out by it?
Yeah. Beetle does not find it to be gross
at all.
That
is really concerning for me.
It's actually quite...
Beetle's going to get a taste
for
it.
It's got almost like a floral flavor to it that you don't quite expect.
Maybe like peach blossom?
There's like a hint of peach, but it's more floral than that.
Yeah. You know what? This is kind of like when I had wish sickness and I craved raw meat. Maybe I just never lost that. Does Horace like it too?
Horace is pooping.
So, weirdly enough, it seems like Horace hasn't come out of the bathroom.
I'm sure
but
you didn't
you
take
do
your ice
notice
cream in.
That there's this little gnomish looking fellow with big boots and googly eyes.
Oh,
and
shit.
And I go, my name's Fake Reggie, and I make bad deals. Give me that ice cream, and I'm not going to respect your desire to stay anonymous. And then I eat it.
All right.
And I nod. Like, yeah. I'm jazzed this is happening.
Reggie.
Will show everybody.
Yeah. Gorfus seems mostly uninterested.
Yeah.
But the ice cream you find to be quite good.
Oh, so nice. He likes blood too.
Well, it doesn't taste like what you would expect blood to taste like.
It tastes like the pain, but somehow the satisfaction of that pain.
Mm. Yeah. It tastes like vanquishing your enemies.
Yeah.
Okay. It seems like it may not actually taste like blood. It may actually just be pretty good.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. That.
I regret my decision. That's too bad.
Do you want to have a bite?
Yeah, I take a little bite.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's pretty good.
As you try to take a bite from Fake Reggie's spoon, he takes it back and then eats it himself.
I fucking would.
Yeah. I don't share anything with anyone because I'm Fake Reggie.
And I said, Reggie, that was a bad deal. And I say it loud, hoping people overhear it.
Well, that's what you get. With Fake Reggie.
I'm gonna cover my face with a hand.
The people of Ferenz, you get the occasional like strange look, but otherwise it almost seems like people are trying to not look at you guys.
Yeah
that works
yeah,
too.
That's fine. I would prefer
how
that.
Convincing is his Reggie?
Oh yeah, do you want a performance role?
Yeah, like does he look...
Yeah, give me a performance role for
Reggie
sure.
Reggie energy?
I mean, you look exactly like him. That's pretty dope.
A 14.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting about as many odd looks as the street preacher across the way.
Nice.
So.
What is the street preacher saying, by the way?
You know, lots of doom, lots of gloom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Is it talking about anything like the Oracle's talked about? Like, the trains will destroy.
No, it's mostly, it's like, it's a kind of like obvious sort of thing. He's like, it's going to be really windy. And it's like, this is the elemental plane of air. So like, what do you expect?
I want to get out of this place.
All right. Well, maybe I'll follow behind you on my way, kind of clanging a cymbal. And I hang a little rope sign around my neck that just says fraud.
I'm just feeling very like, you know, when I get revenge on people, wronged. I don't do it like this. I don't do it in the middle of town.
Yeah, you murder them.
I know, but I just feel very
insecure. A man on a train for no reason.
I know. But here, guys, I'm just saying, like, when you go to a town, you don't know people's capabilities and you walk around drawing attention to yourself. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Well, this is social punishment.
We've been here for a long time.
You know what, Matt? Where are we? Are we getting close to the newspaper, getting close to high court?
Yeah, you're about halfway up to the high court.
Should we go to the law office, just pop in to see?
Well, that's what we're going to do, but first we need to go to the newspaper. Yeah, do we see the newspaper?
Yep. So there's a what you would assume to be the newspaper, because it's got kind of like that newspapery kind of logo up front.
Yeah. So we open the door.
And the name of the place is like the Daily Breeze. So
I like that. It's very good.
So we open the door. Is there anybody in there?
At first glance, you see a big flurry of people all running around.
Oh shit! What's going on?
And then you see one like sort of like a kind of humanish looking woman. Maybe she's like in her like late 20s, but she's got like a sort of like a hue of like blue to her, so you assume like a Genasi, at least her Genasi heritage, and she's carrying a big stack of newspapers.
Oh sure.
Hey, are you busy? Oh. Seems like a lot going on right now.
Yeah, very busy.
What's happening?
Hold on. And she like throws the stack of newspapers over onto a bench. She's like, what can I do for you?
We just have a little local news about a purveyor of ill will, I guess. This guy over here.
Yeah, my name is not, I'm dressed up. My name is Horace.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you might recognize my appearance. And we're looking to put out the word about a fraudster who has been in town, the town of Firenze, ripping people off left and right.
Oh, that sounds bad. Maybe you could leave your information for someone. But there's some big news things going on, and I gotta.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Oh, so there's this. There's the lots of strange multiversal events are going on in the world. Throughout the multiverse, really. So
anything affecting this plane right now?
It's kind of affecting all the planes. So you know that the Yellow Tower showed up.
Yeah.
I guess other ones like it have showed up in other places.
I didn't know about the other places. I thought the Yellow Tower was just moving around.
Oh, I actually thought it was moving around too, yeah.
Yeah, so that's usually been the case. Like, one will show up somewhere, but now it's, like, showing up kind of everywhere.
Uh-oh.
And, well, at least not everywhere, but at least a lot of places.
Any word of Astria, the plane of Astria?
Astria. There was something to do with Astria that I heard in a bulletin that came up, but I don't remember. Oh.
There was a big party there, I heard.
I mean,
apparently there's a big attack happening on the Roost, which is a big city that exists in the middle of the multiverse.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. And some other planes are encountering difficulties. Lots of madness going on out there.
Jesus. Sounds like all rumors, but for 50 gold pieces, how big of a spread would you commit to important local news that's affecting the everyman?
I mean, it's an ad. You can just pay for it.
With the stories coming in from across the multiverse, this is one of the biggest news days ever. This is like a huge world-shattering events going on.
We pay for a cover takeover that folds in the main news cover can be on the inside, but we're just looking for like one of those like ads.
Like a sleeve on the outside of the paper.
Well, we could potentially put something in the business section.
Oh,
you know what? Yeah, we'll do that.
We'll be okay with that. Yeah.
Did you want to take a picture of this guy?
Yeah, this is a kind of a close representation to the guy.
And we'll write the details of his fraud for you guys to publish.
You know what? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. You know what? Sure. I need some stories.
Perfect.
You know, even with the world falling apart, you know, I gotta, you know,
you gotta keep the news cycle going.
Yeah. Those local fraudsters.
Yeah, exactly. You got it.
Okay. So you and she whips out like this parchment,
mm-hmm.
and like takes a pen out of her like bag and kind of
clicks it,
taps it against the parchment, and it hovers in the air and starts drawing a picture of you.
Nice.
Of
That's
Horace
cool.
in disguise.
Very nice.
Nice. The details we give are very clear about like, the perpetration of fraud and
curiosities and collectibles commit fraud.
Anonymous.
Yeah. Revealing broken. Anonymous.
Do not respect
sources.
Anonymity.
Yeah.
People's lives in danger.
Endangering lives.
Yeah.
Through non-specific means. Lying.
Lying.
Poor organization skills in shop.
Bad management.
Bedside manner.
Attacked me with paint.
Yes.
Paint.
Yeah.
Attacking.
Can you see? You can take a picture of that if you want, but I mean,
know,
you can see
like,
with your own eyes what's happened here.
Yeah.
This is a big, you know.
It's a big
story,
news story.
I guess.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, I think I have some important matters to attend to.
All right. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Quick question. You seem to be quite knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Do you know how we would get to another plane of existence? Like, we're trying to get back to Astria, where we come from.
Well, here's the thing. Multi-planar travel is kind of thrown into chaos at the moment.
Fuck. The borders are locked.
Well doesn't maybe sound the like borders it. Are open,
I think
it, but different.
Yeah. I think at this point, your best bet is to find a full-on genie that is able to transport you.
Yeah,
okay, well,
that's my,
you're no one, so.
My MO.
We've already made a call.
Okay. It might be the only way at the moment.
Okay. Cool. Well, good luck, and God save your soul.
Oh, thanks. It's going to be a few sleepless nights until all this news coming in is sorted.
Yeah, just one or two sleepless nights, probably.
I'll go back to normal.
Wait, so, and your name?
Frederica.
Frederica, lovely to meet you.
Yeah.
Meet ya.
Okay.
All right, let's go over to the courts.
Have you guys got that out of your system? Do you feel good about what you just did?
What do you mean, out of my
when
system?
When does the paper come out?
When do the paper?
She did not give you any specifics about when this article would be published.
I'm assuming it's right away.
Immediately. But
she also didn't ask us for any money, which was kind of weird.
Because she's running as
a
news
it's an
story.
Earned piece. It's an earned news piece.
It's just important news about the town. Yeah.
We didn't pay for an ad. This is like clear news.
Yeah. I like that.
Can you imagine if newspapers paid people for accusations of fraud of businesses?
I mean, you could take out a smear ad.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's an ad.
If
though.
It was like a National Enquirer, I imagine.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah, actually, they do.
But you guys alleged crime and wrongdoing.
We didn't allege. We reported.
We have evidence of it.
Yeah, we reported crime and wrongdoing.
Hard evidence.
Yeah, your evidence was your word, right?
We are the evidence.
Yes,
yeah.
Of course.
And
of
our
course.
Word is our bond.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Of course.
And look at my hands, I said. They're empty. He wouldn't make a deal.
And you're about to be assaulted.
But she seemed weirdly amenable to everything you were saying.
Maybe she doesn't like the guy either.
I don't think anyone likes the guy.
How could you, Reggie?
He's a strange old
Maybe nobody
bat.
Knows about the store because he doesn't let anybody in.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, maybe no. It's right. Mr. Feely's like hole.
Beetle, you're Mr. asking Feely. All these questions, and I think it's time we get going.
Okay, time to go to the law courts.
Yeah,
let's go see your girlfriend.
Do you need to clean yourself up a little bit?
Yeah,
no, I'm fine.
You were wanting us to wear suits.
Well, we've ditched that idea. It's fine.
Okay. All right. We head to the law courts.
All right. So you enter the gleaming courts of the city, and you see there's another big sort of flurry of people running about. Seems like lots of things going on.
Shit.
No one is currently running the reception desk.
Do we get any like word? Like, are they like, they walk by? Do they like say anything? Any
give
keywords?
Me a insight check.
Okay. Insight. 21, baby.
So you get the sense that the general vibe is not panic, but it is like there's really important things going on and everyone is stressed and worried about whatever
it is. I'm
assuming
it's not the divorce proceedings.
Probably not.
Okay.
Oh.
We need to check to make sure the divorce is still happening.
It's still on.
Is
yeah.
there like is there like a schedule for the day on any boards? Like what cases
see
are
your
being...
your girlfriend.
Well, she's not there.
Well, she's not there.
She's
there's
not
no
there.
Reception
there,
desk.
Right. Oh, that's
but
crazy.
Can we find any papers on the reception
are there
desk?
Notes?
Yeah. There are not any notes
she
left
write, like, a post-it
I rifle
pad.
Through her drawers.
All right. So you head back behind the reception desk.
Yeah.
And you attempt to open the drawer and find it is locked.
All right.
We don't have anyone
Let's
who can
upstairs.
Lock it, so I guess
I mean,
we're
Jesus,
going
I'm a fucking rogue, dude. Want me to... What the hell? I'm a rogue.
Well, do you want to
go
oh,
through
the
desk? Yeah, you could open it.
I mean, is there like... I do my scan. Is there like anything that would notice me or like a camera or like an alarm?
Yeah, give me a perception
Insight?
Check.
Perception, okay.
I just want to say, this is a court of law. I don't know that we should be breaking
13.
Laws.
Yeah, you are pretty easily spot a handful of security guards who are mulling around and keeping a close eye on everything, including you guys, as you seem to be attempting to get behind the
reception
I'm worried about Beetle's girlfriend, that's all.
She's not my girlfriend. She's just a lady I flirted with to get stuff. Yeah.
Somebody's interested. Okay, well, then let's not bother. Let's go upstairs.
Yeah, we know the courtroom.
Yeah. I'm going to nod at the security guys we passed by.
Draw attention.
Why are you nodding at them?
I have so much experience infiltrating, breaking in, blending in.
Has nodding at security guards to draw attention to yourself been successful?
If you seem like you're trying to avoid somebody, they're more interested in you.
I think just not paying attention.
Okay, hearing this, Horace says, "Nice to meet ya. I'm the fraudster."
to That's the security why I'm in guards. Court.
Yeah, I'm
it's
in
my
court.
Day. Yeah,
because they finally caught me. Lock me up.
the guard is looking at you quizzically.
Yeah.
And then he spots there's another sort of like a vulture cocra who's wearing like a big hood and is kind of hunched over and trying to act innocuous.
See.
And the guard's like, "Hey, what are you doing over there?" And then he runs after that guy.
Nice.
I told you, man. He was trying to not blend in.
That's a good tip.
True enough. All right. Then we...
Head upstairs?
You march upstairs.
No, you're not going upstairs?
No, I'm saying let's do it.
Okay.
Right. I was shaking my head, but I was nodding.
Shake your head with a big frown.
I forgot what direction I was shaking my head.
Okay. Makes sense. The up, down instead of the left, right. Yeah.
I can see how it was confusing for all of you. But
indeed.
Okay. Upstairs.
We head to Judge Dredd's office.
So you head up to Judge Dredd's office.
Is there like a court, like an actual courtroom?
There are courtrooms up here.
Okay.
But he is not currently in a courtroom. He's sitting in his office. There's a
weeping
big bottle of whiskey on his table.
That sounds like a weeping man to me.
He's like, Oh, it's you folks.
Yeah, we were called here.
What?
Where are you?
And me.
Sorry, who are you?
Anyway.
Ratchet Reggie, they call me.
Oh.
Ratchet.
Wow.
What's going on in your mind, sir? What's got you down?
You seem down.
Well, we've lost contact with the elemental plane of fire, and I've got some family over there. I don't know what's happening right now.
Is this serious?
Oh, things seem pretty serious. I'm not quite sure what's going on, but the world is in a strange state.
Do you know anything about it?
I haven't learned much. The news is still very early days. So it seems like a coordinated multiversal attack going on.
Shit.
By who?
I don't know.
Who would know in this plane?
I guess the authorities.
Aren't you authority?
Maybe the news.
Well, it's the core is different.
The news isn't
the judicial system is different than like the government.
I mean, the news would only get like press releases. So maybe is there like an embassy here for like other planes?
Oh yeah.
That's also not how the news works.
The palace.
The palace?
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
It's the one building above this one.
Oh.
We should go there.
So I can see you're not doing great. What's the deal with the divorce proceedings?
Divorce proceedings.
Mr. Feely, Mrs. Feely. Feely's.
Oh, yes. That was scheduled for tomorrow.
Okay. Still happening?
It would seem that there's been a note flagged on it. It says postpone.
Feely.
By who?
Let's see. And
what?
That's right. Yes.
Don't say it. They got back together.
Yeah. So
don't
it seems that
it.
Mr. and Mrs. Feely's have re-met and reconciled.
Where are they now?
Well, I assume they came to the city to meet. They're probably somewhere
boning
nearby.
Ugh,
they're boning.
This
dude.
Is not bode well.
No, that's not good for us at all.
Not good for us at all.
Okay. Well. Should we go?
Let's go.
You people. Mr. Feely's, the boy. Where's the little boy?
He's just in the bathroom.
Yeah.
But Feely said he especially needed to talk to him as soon as possible.
Did it seem positive
very
or negative?
Important.
Was he intense? What was his energy?
Yeah.
He seemed pretty intense, yeah.
Like, good intense? Like, I can't wait to talk to the boy?
Well, ever since
I can't wait to talk to the boy.
ever since he separated, he's been kind of aimless. He hasn't really been his old shark kind of self, that, like, killer instinct businessman type, but it seems like he's back 100%.
He has mojo.
Do you think he'd invest in our
He has beak
business?
Wet. Oh.
In Cerberus. You don't want to get into business with him.
No, it's like making a deal with the
devil.
He's
very erratic. No, it's actually worse than making a deal. I was trying to make a deal with the devil.
Yeah.
That's where I went wrong.
Or he's a genie. Yeah, that makes sense.
I made
sense.
A deal with a genie who's incredibly erratic and changes his mind constantly.
And lovelorn.
And constantly shows up out of nowhere asking for weird things. Doesn't give context.
Right.
It's not even evil stuff. He just like wants me to go like take this stack of papers and leave it across town. Mm. I'm like, you could do this.
I had a boss like that.
Yeah.
Small bills, bag of small bills walking across town. Like, do it yourself.
Is small bills like people you had to kill for them?
Just little a bag bill, full of them.
Just tiny baby
bill.
Birds.
Okay, let's go to the palace.
I think
we're
should.
Up here.
Yeah.
I say no to the guy, I say, look, I really hope your family's okay.
Yeah,
hope
so
we'll
too.
We'll go to the palace and we'll tell you if we hear any news.
Okay.
I'm going to give him a comforting pat.
Thanks.
Do you have any family that you're trying to specifically get in touch with? We just could send the word that you're okay. I mean, are you okay?
I mean,
technically,
fine.
He's fine.
I'm just stressed and worried, you know? Don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to happen here, too.
Hey, man, that's what I get. I get that.
Yeah.
We're all in the same boat.
We're all just out here trying to survive, am I right?
Am I right?
Also, are you looking for any rock feathers? We got two of them.
We got one of them.
Okay, well,
no, I don't need any rock feathers.
So,
do you know anybody who might? Any clients of yours might be interested?
I think there's a shop somewhere in town where the guy sells them.
Oh, gosh.
It's the only place I've ever heard of.
All right, well,
buying and selling rock feathers.
Reggie.
All right, thanks.
Sorry.
And we head up to the palace.
All right, well, you leave the courthouse, the high court building, and you begin to stroll towards the palace, which you notice seems to be blocked by a very large gate guarded by many, many Genasi soldiers. And before you are able to get too much further, a large familiar genie accompanied by a beautiful genie woman.
Elegant.
No. Strolls over to you. And he's like, ah, Horace, I'm wearing one of your fun disguises, I see.
No, I'm
fake. You and I need to have a conversation.